My name is Werner Kuchert, and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time.
What day is it today? Today is a three-take day, and I say that because this is now the third time that I've restarted this recording. I think fatigue might be creeping in a little bit, and that is something that is, I think, shared through the household today, because it's now day three of a little one struggling with bronchitis. I'm hearing him, and you might hear him in the background. He's a little bit more chipper this morning, which is a challenge for professional business calls, but I'm just happy he's feeling a little bit better. We are getting the doctor back tomorrow morning to give him another once over to make sure that he's indeed clearing up. But this morning was the first time I said to my wife, I'm actually a little bit worried that we are not doing enough to help him, because at night it just escalates. So let's see. So that's something that's been playing in the back of our minds no matter what. But it also brings me to a few thoughts that I've had the last couple of days, because I had so many intentions, especially at the beginning of the year, of what I wanted to do from a more structured perspective. But I find that for me personally, if I set up a bit more of a structure for myself or a daily schedule, I get more done. And since probably November last year, that schedule has been a total and utter mess. And I've been really struggling to get back into the flow of things. And I think that's kind of also where personalities kind of adjust, because my wife is kind of on the other side of that. She likes to navigate the uncertainty of life, where I like a little bit more certainty, or let's say controlled uncertainty. So that has been a challenge, but it also made me think a little bit about how to approach this, because I'm not getting completely disheartened about the journey I'm on, because at the moment I feel, you know, even with this project that I'm doing, this daily podcast, is not entirely what I've envisaged. That's a hard word to say also, but I'm not going to go for take four in this one. But I wanted to definitely have it a bit more well produced. I wanted to get out there and give you a bit more of sights and sounds of Poland. But of course, this is also for me. This is also for my reflection, and I'm going to make a point now, is that even though it's not entirely what I want it to be, I'm still very happy to look back into my folders and go, wow, I've already done 20 of these. Is it 20 great shows? By no means, it's not. There's still lots to be done. It's a folder, and still 340 days of opportunity waiting. So, and that is also with the rest of the stuff that I'm doing at the moment. I'm taking it one step at a time. And I think sometimes what we do in life is we think that if we didn't get the initial kickoff right, you know, when people do sprints, it's all about, you know, when the gunshot goes off and you kick off from those grips. That is the important part, and then the rest is just maintaining the momentum. I think life works a bit differently, is that, yeah, you might not have a great start. It doesn't mean that you have to restart the race. You just need to keep on going. Every next step, you know, you can improve every step. So at the moment, that's really what I'm focusing on. And I feel like, yes, I might not have the momentum that I wanted to this year so far, but I feel like I'm moving forward. If I think about my business, I just managed to sign a contract. And even signing the contract, I'm going like, geez, I'm still a little bit of a mess. I need to get my shit together to go into this business now, going into February, a little bit more organized, because there's going to be a bit more pressure on me. So, but I have a few days to sort that out. I need to sort out a lot of things about my business. And I feel like at the moment, I just need to take one step at a time. So, if you have a project that you're doing and it's not going entirely to plan, just focus on a few of the immediate steps and keep on going. Don't give up. Don't stop. Don't try and restart. Rather continue. Make use of the momentum that you already have and look back at what you've already achieved. It might not be at the level you want, but at least you're doing. And I think that's more important than anything else is to do. And the reason I'm also reflecting on that is just for interesting side note, I recently signed up for a video challenge, because one of the things that I need to do in my career, or sometimes some of the projects that I work on, is I need to do video stuff and I have to be in front of the camera. And that is something that I really fear. I think that's probably also one of the reasons I dropped into doing podcasting. I mean, I fundamentally love audio, and I think the imagery that audio can conjure up is far more powerful than video. But video is one of those mediums that we have to use these days. So along with all the other things that I'm doing this year, I recently signed up for this challenge, as I've mentioned. And so for the next 17 days, and I'm now on day 3, I have to do one video a day into this closed group. And then the participants in this group then look at the video and they give tips and how you can improve the video. So that brings me to maybe something else, a second kind of piece of advice, or something that I've learned, is that it's very important to make sure that you have a support structure around you, because that's something that I sometimes forget about, is that you're not alone. You have family, you have friends, and you also have colleagues out there and people out there that are willing to support you and generously, you know, give you advice and help you along. Just make sure that you go out and find those communities, because they do exist. I have a few in my life which I'm very grateful for. And the thing is, what those communities do is they help you become accountable for what you do and help you take that every step forward. So no Polish tastes today, no noisy metros, no angry Polish babcias, no ponczek, no Polish chocolate, but maybe a little bit of Polish coffee.